In the year 2030, Elon Musk's SpaceX had succeeded in building the first colony on Mars. Red Haven, as it was called, was the new frontier for humanity, promising a fresh start for those brave enough to venture to the Red Planet. However, not everyone could afford the journey. To address this, Musk established a loan program, offering the opportunity for people to borrow the funds needed to make the trip. In exchange, they were required to work as special enforcement executives, or sexists, a form of indentured servitude that kept the wheels of progress turning. Sexists were the backbone of SpaceX homeport Boca Chica, a bustling facility on Earth where shuttles were prepped and launched for Mars. These workers were stuck in a state of limbo, bound by their contracts to work the labor-intensive jobs required to keep the facility running. They were only granted passage to Mars when there was available space on a shuttle and the workload on Earth was deemed manageable. A rare occurrence, as the colony's rapid expansion ensured that there was always work to be done. The sexists were a diverse group, with loyalties that varied from unyielding devotion to Musk to outright rebellion. Some, like the enforcers, saw the system as necessary and worked to maintain order among their peers. They were dedicated to keeping the disloyal in line, ensuring that the mission would continue unhindered. Then there were the escapists, who saw their servitude as unjust and dreamed of breaking free. Jacoby Hill had been one of their leaders, but his public execution had splintered the group, leaving them afraid and directionless. The Hillites, as they were now known, lay dormant, their revolution nothing more than a smouldering ember. But among the sexists, a spark of defiance still flickered. A young woman named Ella refused to accept the status quo. She believed that the time had come to rekindle the flames of rebellion, to rally the Hillites and make a stand against the oppressive regime. As she plotted her course, she knew that the odds were stacked against her. But Ella was determined. Either she would awaken the sleeping revolution, or she would be crushed like those who had come before her. The future of the sexists, and perhaps even the future of humanity, hinged on her success or failure. In the shadow of the mighty SpaceX homeport Boca Chica, a new chapter in the history of mankind was about to be written. And at the heart of it all was Ella, the woman who dared to dream of a better world.